Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, 20 Short Stories in Macedonian for Beginners by Lingo Express, is a language learning reader presented as a collection of short, beginner-friendly tales. It belongs to a wider pattern of Lingo Express titles that use simple stories to help early learners strengthen reading comprehension and build practical vocabulary and context. Rather than functioning like a traditional textbook, the book is positioned as a graded reading experience. Learners encounter basic sentence structures repeatedly, absorb common words through narrative, and develop confidence by finishing complete texts in the target language. Based on the consistent public descriptions of related Lingo Express short story books in other languages, the purpose is to bridge study and enjoyment by making practice feel like reading, not drilling. It is best understood as supplemental material for self-study learners who want structured exposure to Macedonian through short, manageable passages that can be reread for retention and fluency. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, context-based vocabulary building through narrative. A core value of beginner short story collections is that they introduce vocabulary in context rather than as isolated lists. In a narrative, words are supported by surrounding sentences, actions, and cause and effect, which helps learners infer meaning and remember it. This aligns with the series-level promise found in public listings for comparable Lingo Express titles, beginner-friendly tales designed to enrich language learning while preserving the enjoyment of reading for Macedonian beginners. This approach is especially helpful because it encourages repeated exposure to everyday words and phrases without requiring the learner to master complex grammar explanations. First, instead, meaning is reinforced through recurrence. The same types of verbs, connectors, and common nouns appear across different situations. Because the stories are short, learners can reread them several times, turning one text into multiple practice rounds, first for general understanding, then for identifying new words, then for noticing patterns. Used this way, the book supports a practical routine of highlight, review, and reread, where each story becomes a compact study unit that feels complete and motivating. Secondly, beginner-level readability and confidence building. Finishing texts matters for motivation, and short stories are a straightforward way to create achievable wins for early learners. Public descriptions of the Lingo Express series emphasize beginner-friendly tales and a bridge between education and reading for pleasure. That framing suggests the Macedonian volume is designed to be approachable in length and complexity, so learners do not stall after a few lines. The likely result is a confidence-building progression. You start by decoding simple sentences, then gradually read more smoothly as familiar patterns reappear. Even without a confirmed difficulty ladder inside this specific title, the series' positioning implies consistent attention to accessibility. For self-study readers, this kind of material reduces the intimidation factor that comes with authentic native content, where vocabulary density and idioms can overwhelm beginners. The practical benefit is that learners can establish a habit of daily reading in Macedonian, because each session can be limited to one short piece. Over time, the learner gains reading stamina, speed, and a sense of control, which often transfers to better listening and speaking confidence as well. Thirdly, reinforcement of basic grammar patterns through repetition. Another strength of learning through stories is that grammar is encountered as a living system, rather than as a set of abstract rules. Related Lingo Express book descriptions highlight enhancing understanding of linguistic structures, which points to a design where sentences showcase common beginner patterns repeatedly for Macedonian learners. Seeing the same kinds of structures across multiple stories can help internalize them: pronouns and action, simple verb usage, basic negation, and common connectors that link ideas. Because the material is narrative, grammar is tied to meaning. Learners can notice how forms change depending on what the characters do, want, or experience, and the story context makes those shifts easier to remember. This type of exposure works well when paired with light note-taking. A learner can copy a few useful sentences, substitute words, and create new sentences of their own. The stories then become templates for production practice. Importantly, a story-based approach does not require heavy explanation to be useful, because the repeated patterns themselves provide a form of guided input that helps learners recognize and reproduce core structures more naturally. Fourthly, varied everyday themes to broaden practical language coverage. Public listings for similar Lingo Express short story collections mention a range of themes, from everyday adventures to more intriguing situations, which supports the idea that the Macedonian book aims for variety rather than a single topic. For beginners, this matters because it widens functional vocabulary coverage. Everyday situations tend to introduce the kinds of language learners actually need early, describing routine actions, making simple observations, expressing preferences, and handling basic interactions. When different stories shift settings and situations, the learner encounters new clusters of words while still working within a controlled beginner-level style. This combination helps prevent the common problem of learning only one narrow domain of vocabulary. Variety also supports repeated practice without boredom. Rereading is essential for retention, but rereading the same kind of scene can feel tedious. With multiple themes, the learner can rotate among stories based on interest while still reinforcing the same foundational language. For self-study, this makes the book flexible. It can be used as a steady daily reader, as quick material for travel preparation, or as a light companion to a formal course that supplies explicit grammar instruction. Lastly, a practical self-study tool within a broader learning plan. In the Lingo Express model described in related sources, the short story book is positioned as a gateway to deeper comprehension and appreciation, suggesting a supportive role rather than a complete course. That is an important topic for how learners should use the Macedonian volume effectively. Short stories are most powerful when integrated into a routine that includes review and active recall. A learner can read one story for gist, reread it while marking unknown words, then create a small personal glossary and practice using the new items in original sentences. Another effective method is shadow reading, where the learner reads aloud to improve pronunciation and fluency, even without audio. While some learners of similar series books sometimes wish for more extensive explanations or audio, the core advantage remains a compact, low-friction way to get consistent input in Macedonian. The book can complement apps, tutors, or grammar references by providing what many study plans lack: continuous reading practice that is still accessible at a beginner level. Used consistently, it helps move learners from isolated exercises into real text processing. In conclusion, this book is best suited to absolute beginners and early learners of Macedonian who want a gentle, motivating way to practice reading regularly. It is also useful for independent learners who already use an app or a beginner course and need more connected text to turn passive knowledge into working comprehension. The practical benefit is consistency. Short, manageable stories make it easier to read in Macedonian every day, which strengthens vocabulary retention and helps common sentence patterns feel familiar rather than theoretical. The book also supports productive practice when readers reuse sentences as templates for speaking or writing, turning each story into a small toolkit of phrases. Compared with many beginner materials that rely heavily on drills, word lists, or fragmented dialogues, a story collection stands out by providing complete, coherent texts that can be reread for fluency and enjoyment. Within its category, the Lingo Express positioning emphasizes narrative as a bridge between educational study and the pleasure of reading, which can be especially valuable for learners who struggle with motivation. If a learner accepts that it functions as supplemental input rather than a full curriculum, it can be a strong, practical addition to a Macedonian study plan focused on steady progress. If you would like to support Lingo Express, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.